Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and today we are going to be redeeming a literary masterpiece because there was a terrible, awful movie made about it, based on it, whatever. The point is, we're going to show them how it's done, and I read it to my cat, and he's going to adapt it for you tonight. So, without further ado, Scape is going to take over.
Dad, you didn't introduce the guest.
Oh, right. Yes, that is correct. Listening to this harrowing tale that you will hear shortly is Miss Macy Hayes.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Not wonderful.
Well, me neither, because there was a cinematic travesty committed based on the story you're about to hear.
Yes, that's definitely much more important than my girlfriend getting shot in the spine and being crippled for life. So I'm very happy to be listening.
Well, that sounds really sad as well. I didn't know her. But look, the point is, here we're going to go on. Scape, you want to take over?
Okay, I'm going to take over now. Tonight, first of all, I should disclaim that it's not really a traditional scary story, but I will scare it up a little bit.
No, Scape, no. Don't just do it straight. Just do the story. I read you the whole stupid story. Just do the story.
All right, I'm saying, because Scapey Stories doesn't say the word scary in it, but it's implied. Okay, tonight's story is called Watchmen by Aaron Moore and Dave Gibbons. Okay, so like, once upon a time, there was a guy who's like a superhero, and his name was Rorschach, okay? And he was like, there's another guy who got killed, and his name is the Comedian. And he was a superhero once upon a time as well. So Rorschach was like, I'm going to investigate this murder, but I think because the Comedian was a superhero once like me, maybe somebody's trying to kill superheroes. So what do I do? Well, all right, well, first he went to his ex-friend, Dan, who used to be a superhero, and he was
why did they used to be superheroes?
Well, that's funny that you mention it, because Rorschach was like, hey, somebody's trying to kill people who are superheroes or used to be superheroes like you, Dan, and Dan was like, oh, you know I'm not a superhero because of the government said no, you can't. And Rorschach was like, okay, if you're worse, but anyway, there's a killer.
So, Scapey, but why was he trying to warn somebody he wasn't even friends with anymore?
Well, they were friends when they were both superheroes together. They were, like, super friends.
And now Rorschach thinks he's a wuss.
Well, yeah, because he's not a superhero anymore. He just retires.
But, he might still be tough. You know, just because people aren't as tough as other people doesn't make them wusses.
No, he's not tough. He was a wuss. So after Rorschach warned him, Rorschach left, and Dan was like, I used to be a superhero. I suck. So that's how you know he sucks. Then Rorschach was like, all right, I'll go see somebody else. And he goes to see Adrian, who's rich. Okay.
That's terrifying.
Well, I'm not. Was that the scary part?
Well, I mean, no. I was kind of making fun of you, but, you know, honestly, I guess right now it kind of is terrifying. Fine. When there are rich people.
Well, this doesn't take place now. It takes place a long time ago, like in a long time ago time. So anyway, Adrian is rich and he's living at the top of a building, a really tall building, and Rorschach's like, hey, somebody's trying to kill superheroes maybe, so.
What was he doing at the top of a tall building? Was he going to jump off?
No, he lives there.
On the roof?
Inside the building, fool. So he's like, rich. Anyway, rich. And he used to be a superhero too. And so Rorschach's like, somebody's killing superheroes. And he's like, well, you know I'm not a superhero, and not because the government said, because I retired earlier because I felt like it, so. And Rorschach was like, whatever, fine, I told you, so bye. And so then Rorschach was like, I'm going to tell some more people. So then he went to the government place where the government keeps things and people, and he met a giant blue guy whose name is Dr. Manhattan.
A giant what?
A giant blue guy. He was blue and naked.
A naked beluga?
Blue! The color! Roy G. Biv, blue! And so he was like, oh, there's a giant blue guy, and there was a girl who sometimes dresses like in not a lot of clothes. And he was like, hey, you guys both used to be superheroes, so somebody's trying to kill superheroes, I think. We should watch out. And they were like, whatever, go away. And they used superpowers, okay, to make Rorschach go away, because The real guy had superpowers because he worked for the government.
The government gave him superpowers?
Well, I'll tell you his secret origin in a little bit, maybe. But he gets to keep them because he works for the government. Government said no superheroes, except if you work for me. Get it?
Sure.
Okay, let me tell you, we're taking too long because this has got a really long story and we're only in chapter one so far. Okay.
Okay, it just seems like this entire story is like, okay, there's a dude and something happens, so he's gonna go tell this guy, and then, okay, and then he tells this other guy, and then he tells this other guy. It's not really my fault that it's taking so long.
It's a murder mystery, okay? Obviously, you don't understand murder mysteries, but that's what this is. A guy was murdered, and Rorschach is solving it.
Look, Scape, you were on the radio with me. Of all people, you should. I know all about murder mysteries. I solve them every day. It's my job.
Well, then let's see if you could solve this one, because there's a lot left. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, the girl who doesn't wear a lot of clothes all the time, she was dating the guy who was blue, and she was, like, named Rory.
I'm sorry, Scape, I have to interrupt. Can we get, like, can they have names?
I just gave you her name, it's Rory!
Before that, there's the girl who doesn't wear much clothing and the blue guy.
The girl who doesn't wear much clothing is Rory.
Thank you, and?
Blue guy is Dr. Manhattan, I already told you.
Oh, right, the blue guy.
Blue guy!
Got it.
So then Rory was like, I'm gonna go out and say hi to Dan, because Rorschach mentioned Dan, I didn't tell you, but he did. And so she goes out to hang out with Dan, and she's like, hey, how you doing? And he's like, good, and alright, good enough, that's enough.
Does Lori have another name we can use? Because it keeps sounding like you're saying Rory. So I keep thinking Rory St. John.
Well, that's your problem. You can imagine Rory St. John if you want. It's Rory! Anyway, so she goes out with Dan to say hello, and then a little while later, like the next day or something, it's time for the funeral of the comedian, okay? Ready? It's a funeral.
Aww.
Okay, I gotta go through this real fast. So during the funeral, Rory goes to visit her mom, and her mom is like, oh, the comedian? He tried to rape me one time. And then, during the funeral, Adrian is like, oh, the comedian? One time, he was like, it's stupid trying to work as superheroes. We can't do anything. And during the funeral, Dr. Manhattan was like, oh, I remember one time he killed some girl who was pregnant with his baby, and I was like, I could have stopped him, but I didn't, so. Then Dan was like, oh, the comedian? Well, one time there was a riot, and he was right kicking butt. And then Rorschach was like, I'm not going to the funeral, but I tracked down a guy who did go to the funeral, and it was one of the villains that we used to fight. He breaks into the villain's house, and he's like, I'm gonna kick your butt, villain. And the villain's like, oh, I'm retired. And one time, the comedian came to my house last week, and he was like, oh no, terrible things, I know too much, oh no. And that's that. And Rorschach was like, what did he say? And then the villain was like, I don't know, I have cancer, leave me alone. So then, Lori and Dr. Manhattan were gonna be doing it. And, he was like, hey, you wanna do it? But she found out that he was really working in the lab at the exact same time with, like, magic.
Can you explain that a little more? Was he doing it or in the lab?
It was magic. He was both. Okay. Both at the same time.
So he can split in two?
He could split in, like, three.
Were they, like, little midgets?
No. It was, like, super power. So then she got mad and she was like, forget it. I'm leaving. I don't want to do it anymore. So she left and she went to visit Dan and she was like, Dan, I left my boyfriend. Do you want to hang out? And he was like, okay, you're pretty. So they were hanging out and talking about stuff. Well, meanwhile, Dr. Manhattan was like, I've got to go on TV for an interview. And so the interview was like, hey, Dr. Manhattan, how come you make everybody have cancer? And he was like, what? I don't. And they were like, yeah, here's this guy with cancer and this girl with cancer because they knew you, including the villain we talked about earlier. And he was like, what? I didn't know, but whatever. And everybody started freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, cancer. And he was like, leave me alone. And he disappeared. And so he went to Mars. Are you following all of this? Because it's real complicated from here on.
I think so. I've been taking notes. We've got, someone killing superheroes, check. Lori and Dr. Manhattan doing it, but then not doing it. And Lori doing it with Dan, check.
No, she didn't do it with Dan yet, but she was, like, just hanging out.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's gonna do it with, right? Okay, so check. Dr. Manhattan, in an interview, finds out he gives everybody cancer, gets freaked out, and apparently can disappear to Mars. check.
And don't forget all the other stuff I said, but I don't want to have time to say it again. Okay, so Dr. Manhattan goes to Mars, and he's like, I remember a lot of stuff, because my brain is, like, crazy super, and it remembers the past and the future at the same time, right now, okay?
Who is he talking to on Mars?
He's not talking, he's thinking. And he's thinking, right now, it's, like, exactly the moment when I got my powers in a million years ago, and, like, dropping a picture and stuff from the other times, I can remember it all right now, okay? So, here's what he remembers, right? He was a scientist, okay? But he wasn't Brew at all. And then he got caught in a machine that made him, like, explode, but then he unexploded with superpowers that he had now, okay?
He unexploded?
Yeah. He, like, brought his body back together, right? Whoop, like that. Whoop. And superpowers. And now he's Brew. And now he's like, you could call me Dr. Manhattan, and I will have a circle on my head, and I will remember things all at the same time. So when he got back, he was already like, Laurie and I were doing it. And then we stopped, and I was in the lab. Blah, 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 because he already remembered the future! And he remembers, like, I won the Vietnam War, and I was, like, America's superest super person forever, and everybody was like, we're scared of America now.
Hold on. You said this was taking place a really long time ago.
Yeah, like, more time ago than I was alive.
I see. So we're talking, like, 70s, 80s era.
Late 80s, I think. But that's a long time.
Sure.
So then, he's like, hey, you know what I don't have on Mars yet is a castle, and he makes one out of Mars.
He makes the planet into a castle?
He makes a part of it into a castle. So, meanwhile, while there's a castle on Mars, Rorschach is like, I'm gonna solve it, okay?
The castle? No, the mystery. Rorschach is going to solve the mystery.
Duh. And so he's like, okay, villain, do you know anything about this? And the villain's like, no.
Well, that's why he's having trouble. You're not supposed to ask the villain directly yet. You need to do a little research, talk to their friends, talk to the people who know them. I mean, he's not going to get anything done that way.
Well, he already did the part where he was like, I'm going to break somebody's bones if they don't tell me. And it didn't work.
Tell me about it. Stella does that all the time, and it never works the first time.
So then Dan and he's hanging out with Rory, and they're like, hey, let's talk about it. How do you feel? Whatever. And then Adrian is like walking around, and somebody's like, I'll kill you, Adrian. And Adrian's like, oh yeah, I will kick you in the butt. And he's kicking his butt, and it's getting kicked. And then Adrian's like, oh crap, he's gonna kill himself because he's ashamed. Don't you kill yourself. And then he's like, oh, he killed himself. So we'll never know who hired him. Oh well. So meanwhile, there's all sorts of stuff going on, like a kid is reading a comic book, and some cops are doing their jobs. And, like, Dan and Rory are, like, flirty, flirty.
Farty, farty?
I said flirty, flirty. So then Rorschach was like, okay, you know what? I didn't work talking to the villain last time, but I'll come talk to him again. Like you said, because you said the first time doesn't work. So he's like, all right, I'll try again. And when he got there, he's like, hey, villain. Oh, crap. Somebody shot the villain in the head. And the cops were like, Rorschach, come out. You killed the villain. We know it. And Rorschach like, oh no, I don't wanna. So then they're like, we will fight you. And they fight. Rorschach's like, hacha, hacha. And then the cops are like, they catch Rorschach, okay? And they're like, we take off your superhero mask, Rorschach. And he's like, no, don't do it. So then Rorschach goes to jail. And there's like a psychologist who's like, what do you see under Rorschach, Rorschach? Ha ha. And he's like, I'm not telling. Mm-hmm. But eventually he does tell. And he's like, what I see is a dead dog. Yay. Because I killed it because it ate a girl, so that's good to kill it. And the psychiatrist is like, yeah, that's okay. And meanwhile, okay, Rory and Dan are still flirting. And she's like, hey, what does all your superhero gadgets do? And he's like, I don't use them anymore. And she's like, oh, come on, show me all the buttons. And he's like, okay, I'll show you the buttons. And so then she's like, okay, like you guessed, okay, spoiler. She's like, okay, I really do want to do it with you, Dan. And he's like, I don't think I would want to right now. But maybe later. And so then he has a weird freaky dream about her where they're like doing it and pretending they're superheroes. And so then he's like, hey, you know what would make me really want to do it right now? And she's like, what? And he's like, what if we were really superheroes again for real? And so they put on the superhero stuff and they're like, all right, let's fly in the super ship. And he's like, oh, that's fun. And then they're like, wait, Great! We saved a bunch of people from a fire! Let's do it!
Scape, forgive me if I sound critical, but this story isn't scary at all yet.
Okay, well, first of all, let me tell you something about it. At the same time as all the stuff is going on that I'm telling you about, Russia wants to blow up the United States. Okay. With a bomb!
Been there, done that.
Well, they're serious this time, okay? And Dr. Manhattan was like, you can't! But! Then, like I said, Dr. Manhattan is on Mars. So they're like, maybe we will blow up America.
Wait, Scape, if I recall from the podcast, you don't know what Mexico is, which is a country very close to us, but you seem to know all about Russia and the Cold War.
I don't know what a Cold War is, but Russia is a character in this book, like Dr. Manhattan. It's a fiction book, okay? So I don't see what your problem is.
No problem.
So then, anyway, people hear about Dan and Rory being superheroes, and they're like, superheroes suck, and that's against the law, so they kill an old man. And meanwhile, Dan is like, hey, there's some good doing it that we did. Why don't we do some things where we save Rorschach from the prison, okay? And she's like, okay. And meanwhile, in the prison, Rorschach is like, I will kill the villains who are in the prison because I don't like villains. Ha! And so he's doing it. He's killing villains. And meanwhile, there's some people who are like, hey, did you know about that kidnapped genetic engineer and writer and science fiction person and artist and missing people who are important and could work together on a giant crazy squid raider?
A giant crazy squid raider?
I said raider, like raider in the story. But that's hypothetical. Point is, Dan and Rory are like, okay, here we go, breaking him out of jail. And meanwhile, he's like killed everybody in the jail. And so they save him and they're like, come on, let's go. And he's like, okay. And then when they all get home, Dr. Manhattan is there and he's like, hey, Rory, you want to go to Mars? And she's like, all right, I guess. And Dan is like, oh, that's sad, but okay. Me and Rorschach are going to go solve the crime while they go do something else wherever they go on Mars, I guess. And so they're like beating people up. Who's the villain behind it all, they say. But nobody will tell. And they're like, I think it's somebody from a company of some sort.
It always is.
And then on Mars, Laurie's like, I can't breathe. And he's like, oh, sorry, here you go. Breathe. And he's like, so whatever you think. I know of all time at the same time, so I know what's going to happen, but I don't know what's going to happen right now. In the bigger sense, because of, like, something, but maybe it means the world's gonna blow up. I don't know. And Rory's like, well, I hope not, but okay. So then he's like, oh, guess what? I can make this castle on Mars fly around Mars, because it's superhero power. And meanwhile, they're talking, but she is, like, spacing out and thinking about her past. And she's like, I remember when my dad was like, I'm not your dad. And then Raider, he was like, I remember when I met the comedian and he was like, hi, how are you doing? And I was like, you raped my mom, poopo. And he was like, I already did it one time though, so. So then Dr. Manhattan's like, hey, Rory, how come you don't see the big picture? Okay. And she's like, what big picture? And he's like, you know the secret of your life. And she's like, let me think about it. Oh my God, the comedian is my dad. Cause like my mom was having sex with him on a regular basis or something. I don't know. That's weird. And she gets really mad and she throws a bottle and it destroys the entire flying castle on Mars. And Dr. Manhattan's like, okay, tell you what, I'll save Earth. Let's go! And they go to teleport to Earth. But, meanwhile, the president is like, stuff's going on, I don't like it, they're gonna blow up America. And Rorschach and Night Owl are like, let's solve this crime.
Escape, who's Night Owl?
That's what Dan is called when he's pretending he's a superhero.
That would have been helpful to know.
It's no big deal. Just call him Dan. It's fine. Point is, they're like, let's solve the crime. Come on. And like I said, they're trying to figure it out. And they're like, I don't know. So they say, well, let's go talk to Adrian about it. Maybe he knows. And they go to Adrian's office and he's not there. He's watching TV in the snow.
In the snow?
Well, it's a place that it's snowy, but he's in a building. I mean, come on. But he's watching having, like, 50 TVs, okay? So, they're like, where is he? How come he's not in his office? Well, let's look around, because we're nosy. Hey, wait a minute, they said. We just noticed he's the one who did it. He's the bad guy.
They just noticed that he was a murderer when he wasn't even there?
Because they were looking for his stuff.
And they found what? A note that said I killed all those people? Love, Adrian?
No, I don't think that was what it was. It was on a computer, okay? And it was like, computer, computer.
Well, that makes vastly much more sense.
Remember I said the bad guys were like, a company did it?
Yes.
Well, they were like, oh, it was his company, okay?
Much better.
And so, he did it. He killed a comedian. And so they're like, all right, we better fly to the snow and find him. So they do, in the ship. They're like, flying through the snow. And meanwhile, Adrian's like, I will kill all my servants, too. And so finally, Rorschach and Dan get to the snow place. And they're like, let us in. And he's like, okay, I'm watching a lot of TVs. So they're like, Adrian, we know that you killed the comedian. So what's up with that? And how come somebody tried to kill you? What was that all about? And he was like, yeah, I killed the comedian because he was onto my secret plan. And then I pretended to have somebody kill me. I remember when I said he was going to kill himself. Well, he wasn't, but I killed him. So I'm genius. And so they're like, hey, what's the big idea? Why did you kill the comedian? And then he's like, all right, I'll tell you. Here's what it is. I kidnapped, like, a bioscientist and, like, a writer and a sci-fi writer and an artist and a bunch of people who could make a giant squid for me. And they were like, why? And he was like, well, they will make a giant squid for me because I have a super teleporter in the middle of the city and I'm going to teleport a giant squid.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm not done. And they're like, why did you want to teleport giant squid? And he was like, well, because do you remember Russia wants to kill America? And they were like, so what about the giant squid? And Adrian was like, well, giant squid is very scary to Russia as well. And if everybody sees a giant squid that teleports into America, they'll be like, we better watch out for teleported giant squids. And they were all joined together to, like, try to stop giant squids from teleporting. The point is, they won't know it's me. It's going to be a secret. Everybody will think giant squids are attacking. And Rorschach and Dan are like, oh, all right, well, we're going to stop you. And he was like, it's too late. I already killed everybody. So, there's already a giant squid in the middle of the city and people are dead.
Is it so giant that it actually lands on people and kills them?
No, it teleports in. And, like, then it uses super teleporting giant squid telepathy to kill and explode everybody's brains. And it's dead because it's not really alive, okay? It was fake.
Wait, either it teleported in and exploded everybody's brain, or it's fake.
No, he teleported it in. Adrian did it because he kidnapped people who figured it out how to do it. And then he killed them all.
So they're really dead.
Which people? He really killed all the people who made the giant squid. And he really killed all the people in the middle of the city. Including the guy who was reading the comic book.
Escape, I need to point out that the story would have been much scarier if we had all been anticipating not just a giant crazy squid raider, but a giant crazy squid that will land in the middle of the city and kill everyone.
Oh, and do you remember when I said Rorschach was in jail and he had a psychiatrist?
I do.
He was killed by the giant squid.
Poor guy.
So, okay, ready?
I'm ready.
What happens is, then Dr. Manhattan and Rory are like, oh, here we are in the middle of the city. Oh, everybody's dead. Oh, that's gross. Puke, puke, puke. Dr. Manhattan, says Rory, why did we get here after everybody's dead? You're gonna save everybody. And he was like, oh, something's messing me up. It's like, something with science is messing me up. And so, back in the snow place inside the building, Dan and Rorschach are like, you're a bad guy, Adrian. And Adrian's like, no, because I saved the world, because Russia is gonna be, like, nice now. Duh. So you can't tell anybody what happened because you were screwed up. And so then Dr. Manhattan and Rory show up in the place with deserved the snow. And I'm like, Adrian, we know you did it too, because we've just figured it out. I don't know. Don't worry about it. And so Adrian's like, oh yeah, Dr. Manhattan, well, what if you stood over there? And he was like, oh, right here? And Adrian's like, Suburban Scene, go! And he, like, re-explodes Dr. Manhattan and also his cat. That's a sad part. But Dr. Manhattan explodes again. And then Rory's like, hey, you don't explode Dr. Manhattan, I will shoot you. And he's like, go ahead, I will catch the bullet. And he does. And he says, I'll kick your butt now, because I think I'm good, even though you guys all think I'm bad because I killed a lot of people. But whatever. And then Dr. Manhattan comes back and he's like, don't you remember, I know how to unexplode. So exploding me is not such a good plan after all. And then Adrian's like, okay, listen, Dr. Manhattan, listen. I know you're upset, but watch the TVs. And then on the TVs, everybody's like, we're certainly not going to blow up the planet now, for sure. Because there was a giant squid, so pretty explanatory. And Adrian's like, yes, awesome. And then everybody's just kind of like, oh, so, what do we do? And, Adrian's like, well, I'll tell you what, nothing, because I win. And they're like, oh, well, I guess. And so Rorschach's like, guess again, I'm gonna go tell everybody on you. And they're like, don't do it. And he's like, I'm gonna. And so he leaves, and Dr. Manhattan goes after him, and he's like, Rorschach, you can't tell, because then they will blow up the planet. And Rorschach's like, so kill me. And he's like, okay. And he kills him. And meanwhile, Dan and Rory are doing it again.
Man, they cannot control themselves, can they?
No! They're like, ridiculous. And John, and Dr. Manhattan comes back and he's like, oh, they're doing it again. Well, I'm out of here. And he's gonna go and leave right then. And Adrian's like, so, I'm pretty awesome and I won. And Dr. Manhattan's like, whatever, I'm leaving. And you're not that awesome. And so, a while later, Dan and Rory are like boyfriend and girlfriend, but they both dyed their hair blonde. Okay. And they're visiting Rory's mom and they're like, hey, we're happy now. And we're fine with everybody dying. So, and she's like, yeah, me too, but I missed the comedian because he only raped me one time.
What? Are you sure you understood that quite right, Skate?
Well, no, I mean, like, only one time was when he was trying to rape her, right? But then later they did it for fun.
I guess that's a little better.
So then finally, somebody was like, hey, I got to make a newspaper, which I put in. And somebody was like, whatever you want. And he was like, well, maybe I'll put in the part where Rorschach says it was all fake and Adrian did it. The end.
Hey, Scape, might we have missed a part where the newspaper knew what Rorschach said? Because otherwise that ending makes no sense.
No, they didn't know. Not yet. Maybe.
I see.
Because he wrote it down in a book. Duh.
No, not duh. You missed that part. You didn't say it.
I didn't miss it.
You didn't say it.
Well, okay, look. Remember when Rorschach was doing stuff?
For the whole story?
Yeah. He was writing it down, too.
And?
And he was also doing it.
But now he's dead, so how does anyone know he wrote it?
He wrote it in a book! The book didn't die. The book is still sitting there around.
Where?
Where? Obviously, at the newspaper. Duh.
Okay, I'm not even gonna... I'm just gonna let that one go. Good story.
Thank you. I think I might have left out some stuff, though.
No. Well, look, whatever we missed, but I guess all in all, that was a pretty good story. I know you have a scary moral, Scape, so what would you say the scary moral is of this story?
That is a good question, my friend. But the scary moral is, giant squids will kill you!
Scape, don't you think that there's something really interesting to be said about people being superheroes also potentially being supervillains? Or maybe even that sometimes we have to do some terrible things to achieve the greater good?
Well, you would say that you're right to shoot people. But no, it's about giant squids. Did you not hear? Maybe I didn't describe it enough. There was a giant squid, okay? And it appears in the middle of the city, and like a lot of people died. And there was blood all over. And remember, I said there was a comic book, and somebody was reading a comic book. They're dead now! Because of a squid!
Okay, well, I have two things in mind. One is that the squid wasn't even actually a very large part of the story as you told it. You were like, later there's gonna be a squid, so I'm just warning you. And then you were like, the plot of the story just takes this twist, and he teleported in a giant squid. But there was no real build-up. It didn't sound scary until you reminded us that he killed kills everybody by exploding brains. Not to mention, it is a comic book and there probably aren't giant squids that will kill us. But there is a whole interesting thing going on about evil and good kind of converging in the same people.
Okay, you didn't get it. There was a build-up because I was like, they're kidnapping people that could possibly do a lot of things. Like, for instance, totally hypothetical, build a giant squid. Okay, so that's a build-up. I was seeding it in the story so that when it happens at the end, you're not like, hey, where'd that giant squid come from? You're like, oh, that's what all those people were doing, building a giant squid. Second of all, it was scary. And third of all, you're like, it's only a comic book, but somebody could make a giant squid, just like in the comic book. The giant squid's not real, but somebody makes it and kills people. And that could happen. Killing happens in real life. So it is.
Sure, but getting caught in a machine exploding, rebuilding yourself, and being able to split into many different people and manipulate everyone around you doesn't really happen in real life.
Yet.
Touche.
Okay, look, if you don't write that scary moral, I could give you a second one.
I'm not sure that the other one would be any better, but go ahead.
Lesser wants to blow you up right now.
You know what? I'm 100% on board with that one. Probably true.
Okay, then that's what it is. Also, but the squid thing is true too. Look, squids can kill, so don't turn your back on them. Psychic backrash, explode your brains, okay? So that's the story of the Watchmen, and, I forgot one other thing, which is why they called it the Watchman.
And what was that?
Dr. Manhattan, his father, built a watch.
Somehow I feel like we're missing more to that as well.
No, he was like, I build watches for women. The end.
Okay.
All right, so Dad, did I do a good job?
Well, it was better than the movie. So I'll give you that. It was shorter than the movie, too.
Well, thank you, then. I guess I'm a master adaptor. I even made it scary, because giant squids are scary.
And they cut that out of the movie, too.
Well, that's the whole scary part, so I don't know what they were thinking.
They did other scary things, like boring doing it scenes.
Oh, that's only scary for the girl.
Not usually. I mean, there was the woman who almost got raped probably was scared, but otherwise, not so scary.
Because you bite them on the neck, and you have to be like, ha 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 ha.
And this is why I sleep with women.
Okay, weird. So, anyway, I think it's time to go, Dad.
Yes, it is time to go. I think, also, because tonight is the series finale of Battlestar Galactica, so we have to get ready to watch that.
Whatever, I don't care. So, all right, everybody, next time on Scary Stories, something that will scare you, because it's, like, supernatural.